Good evening, folks. Glad to have you tuning in here today for this live service of the Oasis Community Church here. And I'm Pastor Kyle. Glad to be with you again. We got we're going to have an anointing service tonight. Is one of the things we're going to do is going to get you anointed with oil. I'm going to walk you through anointing yourself with oil, since I can't be there touching you physically. I can touch you here in the spirit, because there is no distance in the spirit, according to the word of God, in the spirit. So we're going, if you have some olive oil there or whatever kind of oil you have there, vegetable oil work, but I prefer olive oil if you have it, and get some of that around you. So when it comes time, you can anoint yourself with oil as I go through it with you, basically anointing you, but you're using your hands to do it. So that's what we're going to do here tonight. So also with a good message for you, and have some news for you, and then we'll do some deliverance after the message tonight. Praise the Lord. Okay, well, I hope everybody is doing all right and getting closer to Jesus every day. I'm going to open up with a little bit of news here this evening as we start out. We have the passing of Pat Robertson this week, and the lady, last name was Cheryl, who did a lot with Christian authors and also was an author herself. She was older than Pat. Pat was 93, and this woman was around 96, I think, who went home to be with Jesus. Yes, I've even got a book that this woman has written about the baptism of the Holy Spirit and with her husband. Anyway. So, yeah, they're home with Jesus, and so they don't have any problems anymore. Fox News tells Tucker Carlson to stop Twitter or else. That's right. He was on his first broadcast this week, his first episode on Twitter, and they say he breached his contract. That's right. They don't like it because they've lost so many listeners anyway because he left. And so they also, the Fox News also blocked Judge Jeanine Pirro from speaking at church services. That's right. They say she can't speak in churches. Well, what right do they have to tell her that she can't speak in a church if she chooses to speak in a church and promote her new book? But yet Fox doesn't want her doing that. Mm-mm. So, what's up with that? Yeah, what is up with that? Anyway, what kind of a conservative network is that if they don't even want you to speak in a church, or they don't want you to tell the truth? And obviously something seriously wrong there, huh? That's right. Well, the WHO, World Health Organization, and the EU, European Union, announced a partnership in creating a global system of digital vaccine passports at a joint press conference June 5th. Who, of course, is anti-Christ, anti-God, anti-Bible, anti-health. They're not out for your well-being or your health. Be sure of that. They're out to kill people, and that's, well, in my opinion, I'm going to say it that way, in my opinion, that they're not out for your good, not for your health, okay? In fact, Dr. Mercola says, under the guise of centralized biosecurity, the deep state has initiated its two-pronged attack to seize global control. That's what they're doing. The treaty, he says, is a gateway to global totalitarianism. So that's what Dr. Mercola thinks about this, and I would say that he's probably right on that. So we don't really want any part of that. I personally don't, anyway. Americans believe there are only two genders in a three to one margin. Yeah, the majority don't believe weird stuff, okay? But, I mean, yeah, it's getting more and more that way, but still is not the majority yet that believes that there are more than two genders. Yeah. And here we have June is so-called Pride Month in the USA and other countries around the world. However, we know that pride goes before a fall, and surely evil will fall. But an interesting thing, Italy's new prime minister, Meloni, or I don't know how she pronounces her name, but Meloni, declared June Family Pride Month to counter the LGBTQ movement. Well, that's a good president they have, huh? And promote instead the traditional family month is what she's promoting. Italy's new prime minister, bless her for doing that and standing up against this garbage that is going on in this country today. And it's unbelievable, garbage that's going on. It's amazing. Because here we see Minnesota move the biological male to a woman's prison and pays $495,000 to settle the lawsuit over it. And the state has allowed a trans-identifying man who identifies as a woman to go and be in the women's prison. Does he really mean that, or is he just wanting to go be around the women? Anyway, he wants to go to the facility that corresponds with his preferred gender identity. You know, I thought that prisoners lost all rights when they went to prison. Well, a funeral home in Canada performing assisted suicide services in its showroom for $700. That's right. It's only $700. And reports an increased number of people seeking to end their lives prematurely. What's wrong with those people, huh? They want to die. They want to kill themselves. One with a government-assisted suicide program, really? Well, here's a sad thing here that I thought was sad because, you know, all these young little girls involved in the Girl Scouts, which I wouldn't want my child to be a part of it anyway nowadays, but still, the Girl Scouts is offering a LGBT patch for girls who attend Pride Month celebrations and participating in the activities and go to the parades and to go to their different things that they're putting on, the drags and all the gays and the homosexual queers that they're doing. Little girls, really? How low this country has sunk that they're allowing such foolishness and they're promoting it as well, okay? My. Well, I tell you, there's some strangeness going on in some of the churches as well, as we see the Bethel female worship pastor, Jen Johnson, which is the wife of Bill Johnson's son. She says that Jesus, or God, actually, has reflectors in his armpits that reflects our praise back unto us. Now, what kind of new heresy is that? She said she had a vision. Well, who's the vision from, anyway? That shows God has a reflector mirror under his armpit that reflects affirmations back to those who worship God. Okay. Well, that's a really weird one that I heard this week for the first time. So what is that about? Well, where do you think visions like that come from? You think God really has a reflector built into his underarm? unlikely that is even some kind of accuracy at all. Very unlikely, okay? So if you believe that, then, well, you know, I got some mountain property in Florida for you to buy and or to give to you, whatever. We don't have any, but, you know, because there isn't any mountains in Florida, right? So, really, what is going on with people that get such weird stuff? What kind of spirits are ministering to someone like that? You got to wonder, okay? Poor President Trump, he has been through it ever since he ran for president, and now he's facing 1,000 years in prison if the Democrats have their way about him having classified documents. And, oh, my, just something else, see? They don't want him to run for president. They'll do anything they can to stop that. And, of course, this is part of the plan to stop that, of course. Anything they have to do, they will do to see that that is so. So, police respond to a call after UFO crashes in the backyard in Vegas. Police officer's body cam captures UFO in the night sky after residents reported 10-foot-tall aliens with large, shiny eyes. Okay, so what is this about? What do you think is going on? Do you think that these are real people from another planet? I don't believe that that is the case. I believe that this is the time for the great deception to come forth, and many will be deceived by what these so-called aliens, fallen angels and beings from, you know, the darkness, from Satan's army, are revealed to people on the earth. And they will reveal with all kinds of supposed revelations about how that, you know, the Christians are the real problem and they need to get rid of us. And ultimately they'll get to that point, maybe not right away, but they will get to that point because they're not from God. They're from the devil. And they have no good in mind for us. And they have no good in mind for the people of the planet Earth other than to deceive them. And that's what they're about, deceiving the people of planet Earth. So if you didn't know that, that's what they're about. That's what's going to happen as we see more and more of this going on and being revealed in these last days that we live in. All right, there's some news for you tonight. Now we're going to go ahead and get into God's word here, but first we're going to have an evening prayer here as we get ready to go into God's word. Hallelujah. Thank you, folks, for being here with us. Appreciate it. Lord, bless you tonight. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we come to you. We thank you, Lord, that you are revealing truth to your children so that the elect will not be deceived. Even though Satan's attempting to deceive the very elect of God. We thank you, Lord, that you are leading us into all truth. We thank you for making us wise as serpent, gentle as dove, Father, as we live in these last days, Father. As you will just prepare us for more of you, prepare us to contain more of you as we receive more. And Lord, fill us up to overflowing. Fill us with fresh knowledge and fresh oil from heaven, Lord, knowledge about the things of God, the things of the Spirit, that we will be ready warriors in these last days, and we will be unashamed of Jesus and the gospel of our Lord, and that we will be bold as lions, Father, that we will not be afraid of the Antichrist system, the beast system of darkness, but instead that we will confront the enemy boldly, and we will walk in your fresh anointing, Father. In fact, we will be anointed end-time overcomers, Father. We thank you for that grace to walk that way, live that way. Thank you for filling us, Lord, up with your Holy Spirit, even this evening, Lord, that you would just fill us to overflowing. That you to refresh us and renew our strength in you, Lord. That we will run and not be weary, and we will walk and not faint. Thank you for healing our bodies tonight. But by your stripes we were healed, Father. I want to lift up a lady who had eye surgery and is not healing properly from the eye surgery. And we just want to pray that her eyes will heal up normally and be able to function better than they did before. In Jesus' name, we lift her up to you, Lord. And thank you for touching this dear sister. And, Lord, fixing her eyes, Lord, in Jesus' name. And we rebuke the devourer off those eyes. We rebuke the generational curses off of her eyes, in Jesus' name. And thank you that her eyes will be normal. Pray for another brother who had kidney stones and had to go to the hospital this week, Lord. We pray for his completed total recovery and that he'll never have to go through that again in Jesus' name. Lord, thank you for complete healing his kidneys and his body from passing those stones that he passed. And Lord, that he'll be able to continue to function. The devil will not be able to rob and steal from him. In Jesus' name, we rebuke the devourer off of him. In Jesus' name and his family. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for taking care of your children, Lord. Each one of us, you love us and you care for us so dearly, Father. So I thank you for taking care of us tonight and blessing us and encouraging us in you. And we just cover this broadcast with the blood of Jesus and thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, we will condemn. Thank you for that, Lord. There'll be those who condemn us, but they will not prevail against us, according to your word, Lord. And I thank you for that in Jesus' name. I thank you for the blood of Jesus that has cleansed us from all sin and all unrighteousness tonight, that we stand clean before our dear precious Savior, who ever maketh intercession for us at the right hand of the Father, even now. Thank you that he's doing that. Thank you that he's blessing us. Thank you that he makes intercession for us. Thank you that he's making sure his angels are surrounding us and ministering to us. It's ministering spirits for those that are heirs of salvation. Thank you for the angel. In Jesus' name, we praise you tonight, Father, and give you all the glory. Everybody say amen. All right, we're going to have an anointing time here and somewhere during the message tonight. So just if you have some oil and you want to anoint, put oil on yourself as I walk you through it as if I'm doing it there. Even if I can't be there physically, I can be there spiritually anointing you with that oil. So if you want to participate in that, get your oil and be ready to anoint yourself with oil. But right now, we're going to get into this word now. The Anointed Overcomer. That's the title. Hallelujah. Or Walk in the Anointing. That's an alternate title that I could use for this too. I couldn't decide which one. But I decided the Anointed Overcomer. I believe that's the right one. So let's get into this tonight. Hallelujah. What a time to be alive, huh? Look at all that is going on. Are you seeing that most likely we're in the last generation, that we are walking things that we have never seen before, even in our lifetime, even though Solomon wrote and that there's nothing new under the sun? And well, I believe that that is true. It's all been done before in one way or another, yet the difference is today is the technology. If the technology that was available now was not available then, the technology that's available now was not available back then when these other things, these same things were in a similar manner were happening because there's nothing new under the sun. They didn't have this kind in the past, even though the same evil was in them and they were giving place to these kind of same evils. Yeah. Wow. And so now they have the ability to bring the whole human race into constant surveillance, control, and to dominate humanity. So we need to be prepared and anointed of the Lord to live in this time we're living in. Because after all, he put you to be born now. He set you to be born at such a time as this and living during this time in this world system of darkness. And we are part of his last day army of saints. That's who we are. If you will take up that mantle and walk that way, okay? And so these are times of great importance now, and we need to recognize that we need to fully do some things, and I want to tell you some things of great importance for these times of great importance. Let me give you 10 things here tonight that is great of great importance at this time. So number one, we must truly love the Lord with all our heart, spirit, soul, and body, right? I mean, that is very important if you're going to get through these times that we live in. Amen. You need to love the Lord with all of you, every part of your being. And number two, you need to get filled with the Spirit. That's right. Get filled up with the Holy Spirit. The Bible says, be not drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. Don't be drunk on the wine of Babylon, the Babylonian dark system of Satan and his world system, who is getting a lot of people drunk, so drunk that they can't even discern good from evil, right from wrong, and they're perverse in their decision-making and in their ways of thinking. But no, we should be filled with the Spirit and be not drunk with that wine, the wine of this Babylonian system of darkness in this world. Number three, have total and complete dependence on Jesus. That's right, total and complete dependence. That is walking in humility. And so when we have that total and complete dependency upon him. And number four, love his word and put that word of God in you. Do not be ignorant of the word of God at a time such as this that he has put you here to walk and live in. Don't let yourself be ignorant of God's word. So love the word of God and put it in you. Number five, pray, praise, and worship him always. That's right. The Bible says to pray without ceasing. Okay? So that's what we should be doing. Pray without ceasing and give thanks unto the Lord continually. That's so important at a time that we're living in now. So number six is engage in spiritual warfare, binding and loosing and using your spiritual authority and anointing oil, what we're going to talk about here in a few minutes. And yes, this is so important to engage in spiritual warfare and bind and loose the enemy and release the power and the angels of the Lord into battle. Hallelujah. And number seven, use the blood of Jesus freely. That's right. You don't have to plead for the blood. You apply. Simply apply the blood of Jesus. Even in the Old Testament, when the evil death was released in Egypt, they did not plead the blood over the doorpost. They applied the blood on the doorpost. I never read of the Old Testament priest ever pleading the blood on all the things that they put things on. In fact, there was nothing cleansed that was not cleansed by blood. They applied the blood. I don't know why everybody keeps using that old terminology from back in the early 1900s, or they just said, we plead the blood. Well, you don't have to plead it. You don't have to beg for it. You're not a beggar. You're a son and a daughter of God. And pleading the blood doesn't always necessarily work the way that it should, because you're supposed to be applying the blood, not pleading for the blood and hoping that God will give you the blood. You got to apply it because you know you have it. You're a New Testament priest. Well, you know, the Old Testament applied they applied the blood. They didn't plead for it, beg for it. You know, they applied it. And why would we be any different? And now we have the spiritual power of the blood of Jesus right now at our disposal, so to speak. In other words, for us to use. So why are you pleading it still? When are you going to change? You know, I keep hearing people even that have listened to this broadcast saying, I plead the blood. Now, come on, really? When are you going to be taught something and actually start practicing it? Okay? I mean, why listen to this broadcast if you're not going to learn anything and practice what you learn, see? So why do you keep pleading something when you're not supposed to be pleading? You're supposed to be applying it. There's no scripture in the Bible that says plead for the blood and plead the blood. There's nothing like that. You have the blood as a New Testament king and priest, which you are. If you're in Christ Jesus, you're a New Testament priest. So start applying the blood like the priest did. They applied it to everything. And there was nothing cleansed that was not cleansed except by the blood, it says, in the Word of God, okay? So, anyway, number eight, learn to anoint people, places, and things with the oil and then do it, okay? And we're going to talk more about that in a few minutes, okay? So get some oil, again, if you want to do this, if you want to participate in that. And I always use olive oil myself, but you could use another kind if you don't have any olive oil. I remember this, just recently, a lady in our church recently anointed herself with oil and had many various reactions from people, or at least some various reactions from people at work. And so some people just backed away from her and didn't want to be near because, you know, the demons in them got stirred up, obviously. And you should be anointing yourself with oil, right? And when you once you do anoint yourself with oil, get ready because you're going to walk in a greater anointing, a greater power. And don't do it just one time either. Some people just anoint themselves once with oil and never do it again. No, that's not. Why would you just do it once? The priests of the Old Testament, they used the oil all the time. I mean, they used the blood all the time. And they used oil, too, as well. Okay, so don't just do it once. Number 9, walk in wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, you know, meaning reverence and respect and honor for God. We've lost that in a lot of the churches today. There's no reverence, there's no honor, there's no fear of the Lord, okay? So we want to walk in the wisdom, walk in the fear of the Lord today, okay? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right, so number 10, the last one. Put Jesus first in everything. Put Jesus first in your life, in your family, in your finances. Be a tither. He's got to be first. That first 10% never belongs to us. It belongs to Jesus. It never was ours, and that's why he said in Malachi, will a man rob God? Because they're taking the 10% that belongs to God right off the bat and using it for themselves, what they want to use it for. And instead of putting it and honoring God with it. So it's important to put Jesus first in every area, not just in things that don't cost you anything, but in everything. Okay? That's right. All right. So you put Jesus first in your work, in your life, in all things. Put him first. Because, folks, hello. These things are important because we are now in a time of trouble such as our nation and the world has never seen. Our nation has never seen quite the likes of what's going on in it right now. Okay? So, yes, as our sister said in the chat room, no doubt we are in the end of times, and that I would agree with that. That no doubt we are in the end of times, the end of days, and it's not going to necessarily get much better in the world system of darkness, okay? And things are changing so quickly, it's amazing that it's almost impossible to keep up with all the negative changes. It's amazing what we're seeing today. Satan's forces have planned this out, of course, and they have got on the drafting tables, and they've got in their little meeting that they've figured out what they're going to do, and they're doing it. They're bringing their plans to pass. They're working their plans of evil, and we're continually being desensitized by programming, by the embedded control techniques in the news media and in Hollywood, and so we're being weakened spiritually if you embrace all that and you listen to that garbage. And we're at the end of time, about to enter into the tribulation period of which the Bible speaks of. Let's look over at Matthew 24. And by the way, if you want a quick picture of the end times, you can read Matthew 24 if you haven't read that in a long time. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time. No, never, ever shall be. Okay, so here we see that there's going to be great tribulation, not just tribulation, but great tribulation as well. Yeah. So those of you, again, not familiar with all the description of these times, read Matthew 24. It'd be good for you to read that. It'd be a quick synopsis of it. Okay, so, yeah, the Lord says in the next verse, which is interesting, that except those days, verse 22, except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. Oh, my, you see how serious it is. unless God shortened these evil days that are coming on the earth here, no flesh should be saved, none. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Thank God he's going to shorten these days. Amen. Thank God that these days will be shortened. Otherwise, we would have made it. I mean, it says that no flesh would be saved. And there may not be any flesh left to be saved, too. That's another side of that scripture, too. You know, in the end times, they're trying to make all these hybrid beings and things. So they're trying to make a human not human anymore, basically. What are their plans? Make them some type of computer being. Anyway, I believe that the Lord has said and is saying things are speeding up. So we should be ready, okay, for that to happen. Time is short. Time to get your house in order. And in many ways, first and foremost, spiritually, but get prepared physically, too. And situationally, if you're not in the right place, you need to get moved to the right place. Or, you know, if you're not in the right place with the Lord, you certainly most importantly need to get in the right place with the Lord. But also physically, if you don't feel that you're in the right place, and you need to seek the Lord of what is the right place and get moved to that place. And of course, spiritually being the most important of all. Because if you're not ready spiritually, how are you going to make it through these things like never before have been since the foundation of the world, the Lord said here, has not been since the beginning of the world. Ever it's not been like it's going to be here during this time. So it's kind of important to get your house in order and be ready. And don't be like the five foolish virgins either who waited till it was too late. And there are a lot of people that are waiting till it's too late. They're deceived by the any-moment rapture doctrine, which tells them they're not going to be here when it gets really bad, which is a lie. Because God didn't take his people out of things throughout Scripture. He took them through things. He didn't take them out. He took them through the flood, through the fire, through the difficulties of life in this world. That's right. So what makes you think he's suddenly just going to take you out of it and you won't have to go through none of it, really? Already we've been going through so many things that, you know, they said in the past, which might should have been gone by now, right? So if that were true doctrine, and it's not, it's a false doctrine. Okay, yeah, but these 5 virgins who waited till it was too late, then they went out to try to get oil, and when they finally came, it was too late. So, wow, I'm telling you, you know, Jesus has been telling the listening remnant, the listening church for a while now, but have they really been listening to what he's been telling them? Been telling them to get ready. So I'm telling you the same thing. As a faithful pastor and man of God, I'm telling you, get ready, wake up. Jesus is at our doors speaking and knocking and telling us, you know, can I come in? Can I fill you up? The night cometh when no man can work. So it's time now to work. It's time now to prepare. It's time now to get spiritually ignited and filled up with Jesus. Time now to witness while you can, because the night cometh when no man can witness, no man can work. So it's time to learn to walk by faith. It's to walk by faith. Let's talk about this here. Get you a spray bottle of anointing oil and go out and do prayer and warfare. That's right. Okay, do prayer walks, starting with your own property, your own car, your own house, your own business, whatever it may be. Anoint them with oil. Spray it with oil. Or anoint it with that. Take your hand and get a little oil and go touch it and anoint it. Your relative's property, your church. And then go after the demon strongholds around your home and then out into your city. And, you know, hey, we're going to start now with anointing you right now. We're going to anoint you with oil. And we can do that right now. And I will pray a prayer of anointing in a few minutes. But get ready to do this. Because, you know, remember when Saul went out to battle, one of the reasons he died in the battle is that he did not anoint his shield with oil, as we see in 2 Samuel. We go back there and read it. His shield was not anointed, that it was not ready for battle, and therefore he didn't prevail in battle. He died. 2 Samuel 1:21. Ye mountains of Gilboa, let there be no dew, neither let there be rain upon you, nor fields of offering, for the shield of the mighty is vilely cast away, the shield of Saul, as though he had not been anointed with oil. Okay, so there he was in a situation, okay, not anointed with oil. And also he had lost his anointing, given it up, that is, through sin and consulting with a witch. I tell you what, you don't need any kind of New Age witchcraft self-help stuff from the New Age movement. I saw some saw some of that stuff in someone's house this week and said, no, there's no place for that in a Christian's house whatsoever. And get rid of that. Okay. Oh, it's just New Age music to listen to help you relax, and that New Age word to speak over yourself to quit smoking or to quit doing this or self hypnotism and all that. Wait a minute. Why don't you just anoint yourself with oil in the name of Jesus? Why you got to do that stuff? As a Christian, there's no place for that stuff. You know, look at King Saul. He went and did the thing with the witch of Endor and got himself all messed up. Okay? Cut himself all messed up. And so get rid of any of that stuff. If you have that self-relaxation techniques on tape or CDs or video, get rid of it. And anoint yourself with oil and break the power of that devil over yourself and get delivered from it. Tell it to go in Jesus' name. And so when each of us goes into battle, we need to be anointed with oil. We don't need to go into battle without oil. An oil, of course, speaks of the Holy Spirit and his anointing and divine protection and power against the darkness. And many times we've walked over, even driven a car, walked around and then driven a car with our anointing oil and with spray bottles and went into spiritual conflict to break demon control and grids over various places over the years. I've gone into many homes. My wife and I have gone into many homes and businesses and anointed them with oil to break the demon control, the demonic control there. And, of course, I've anointed many people with oil as well and anointed their bottles of oil with oil so that they go out and use it. I want to anoint you tonight in Jesus' name. Okay, so take that oil, put it on your hand, on your finger, and then put it on your forehead. Okay, and I just say right now, in Jesus' name, and I'm anointing you in the Spirit here, I anoint you as you put that oil on yourself now with oil in the name of Jesus. And I call the power, protection, and anointing of the Holy Spirit to be upon you and over your life right now in Jesus' name. Right now, you're anointed with oil from heaven. Right now, we anoint you in Jesus' name. I break the grip, the stronghold of the evil one over you as I anoint you with oil in the Spirit right now. And as you, in proxy, touch yourself with that oil and consecrate you to Jesus Christ tonight, set you apart and consecrate you to the Lord tonight. And by doing so, I separate you from the spirit of death and darkness too in Jesus' name. And that spirit of death and darkness will not overtake you as Israel anointed the doorpost with oil against the spirit of death and darkness as it came that night throughout Egypt. And so I just, in Jesus' name, separate you from that spirit of death and darkness right now. And if you're sick in the body, I anoint you with oil for healing. As an elder of the church, as a pastor of many years, I anoint you with oil for healing and health. As you touch yourself with that oil right now, in Jesus' name, be healed, be whole in the name of Jesus. As the Bible says that James, if the elders of a church lay hands on the sick and anoint them with oil, they shall recover. And if they've committed any sins, it shall be forgiven them. So I just anoint you right now for healing and health in your body. Thank you, Jesus, that by the stripes of Jesus, you are healed. And I set you apart to consecrate to be a mighty warrior in the kingdom of God as I anoint you with oil in Jesus' name from here in the spirit. And so we anoint you right now and break the power of the enemy, the grip of the enemy over you in Jesus' name. Remember, Israel anointed their doorpost, and the death spirit did not come into their home and kill. So we rebuke the killing and spirit of darkness and death and stealing, healing and destroying and destruction as we anoint with oil right now in Jesus' name. So I just call you anointed now with oil, and I call you protected from Satan's right to kill you and destroy you. I also anoint you to be a spiritual stronghold of heaven, the kingdom of God, that you will be spiritually strong and spiritually ignited in Jesus' name. That's right. We ignite you as we anoint you with oil spiritually, that you'll be ignited in Jesus' name. Amen. You're ignited in the name of Jesus as we anoint you with oil right now. And you are ready to go into the battlefield and do warfare and go anoint with oil. Likewise, as I've done this spiritually here and you've done it yourself. And so right now you go forth, you can go forth now and anoint with oil. I anoint you to anoint your house, your possessions, your neighbor, your family members in Jesus' name with oil, and see the power of God come forth to anoint your husband's pillow or your wife's pillow if they're not saved or right with God. I just anoint you to do that in Jesus' name as you stand there anointing yourself, and I'm speaking it over you right now in Jesus' name to go and do that. And if you have loved ones that are living in your household, you could go anoint their pillows if they're not saved. Children, if they're not saved. Adult children, if they're not saved. Uncles, aunts, cousins, whatever it may be, in Jesus' name. Okay? Hallelujah. So in Jesus' name, we just want to complete this anointing oil ceremony with just releasing the power of God right now on you to go as a priest and use the oil and the blood of Jesus boldly and unashamedly. Anoint your business. If you're a business person, anoint your stuff, your washing machine, your dryer, whatever capable of breaking, so that it doesn't break in Jesus' name, that it lasts longer than all your neighbors who haven't anointed their stuff with oil. In Jesus' name, anoint your pets with oil in Jesus' name, so they'll be healthy. Thank you, Jesus. So we just complete now this ceremony of oil anointing and anointing yourself with oil in Jesus' name. And thank you, Lord, for just backing this up with the power of heaven right now. And the angels of the Lord will be upon these people's lives who have participated in this and who will participate if they listen later to this broadcast. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus said, just go forth and anoint in my name and don't be ashamed to do it. Be bold with it, he said. He said, don't put it off any longer. Be bold in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, Jesus wants you to intercede for your loved ones, and part of you can being successful at that is anointing them with oil. That's right. Intercede for his church and the ungodly pagan world to get saved. He said he looked for someone to stand in the gap, but I could find no one. Well, you're the one who could do it, right? You and I are the ones who can do it. Look over to Ezekiel 22:30. Ezekiel 22:30, and we'll read here in the Word what he says here. It says, and I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none. Oh, my. Well, I think there's plenty of people that can go stand in the gap here in America if they would just do it, right? If they would just do it, and in whatever nation you're listening from, there is people who can stand in the gap for their country, whatever the country is, okay? Hey, well, the church is continually being overrun by the evil one, okay? I mean, yeah, darkness continues to slither into today's churches and catch them unaware. And some people say, well, I'll just let them be deceived. Let them continue down their road. I don't care. Well, that's the wrong attitude, saint of God. Okay? And I realize that many of you don't even go to church because you haven't found any good churches. But, you know, the church is not a place, but it's a people. And you're part of the church because the church is a people. So don't hate yourself. Jesus loves his church. Okay? I mean, Ezekiel 13, let's go read another one in Ezekiel while we're there. Ezekiel 13, and the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the prophets of Israel that prophesy and say that thou unto them that prophesy out of their own hearts, hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, woe unto the foolish prophets that follow their own spirit that have seen nothing. Yeah, they've seen nothing, but here they are prophesying something, saying it's from God. Oh, Israel, thy prophets are like the foxes in the desert. You have not gone up into the gaps, neither made up the hedge for the house of Israel to stand in the battle in the day of the Lord. They have seen vanity and lying divination, saying the Lord said it. The Lord didn't say it. The Lord had not sent them. And they have made others to hope that they would confirm the word. Have you not seen a vain vision, and have you not spoken a lying divination? Whereas you say, the Lord saith it, albeit I have not said it, I have not spoken it, he says here. So we gotta be on guard against falseness. For instance, why is Calvary Chapel in California, one of the churches, their large church, why are they platforming a homosexual activist to push politics? Godspeak Calvary Chapel, conservative, at Godspeak Calvary Chapel, conservative homosexual. That's right. He's a Republican, but he's a homosexual and a practicing homosexual. Scott Presley, he's an open homosexual, was invited to speak at the church at Godspeak Calvary Chapel, Thousand Oaks, California. Yeah, he spoke in a Christian church dressed as a woman, totally looking like a woman, although he was a man, and talking with a seriously effeminate lisp in his voice as the congregation laughs and applauds him for blasting Hillary Clinton. Really? You ought to be appalled that you're even allowing such a person to come up into the pulpit and speak Christian church, an abomination, that which God considers an abomination, that sin of perverse homosexuality, transgenderism, and perversion, to allow that to speak at a pulpit. Why would a church that claims to know Jesus, you know, I don't think Chuck Smith, your founder, would approve of that. Hello, but anyway, that's sad that took place. But you know, this is so much the case today. We see the enemy setting himself up in churches, and they're allowing it to go on. They follow their own spirit, not the Holy Spirit. Yeah, they do what they feel like doing. And yet in verse 5, we're rebuked because we've not gone up and stood in the gaps and made up the hedge for the house of Israel, the church today. We need to stand in the gaps and make up the hedge because the enemy has broken down the hedges. And he is going into the churches and trying to destroy the people, because the church, again, it's not a building. It's the people that are in that building that the enemy is after. He could care less about the building, unless he could use the building to snare people, okay? And so he's gone into there to the people of God, the house of God, has not stood in the gap. They've not made up the hedge. They've not hedged the hedge. So for the house of the Lord to stand in battle in the day of the battles. And there are days of battles almost every day. In fact, every day really is a day of battles in the kingdom of God. Something happens. That's right. And so we need to wake up and stop sleeping on our watch, folks. May you be stirred up today. This is the hour for mighty warriors to be raised up in the kingdom of God. And we should not be dying on the fields and joining in with the great falling away, with the falling away, because your shield is not anointed. That's right. We need to keep our shield anointed. And I'll tell you, many of those who think they're prepared, who have only prepared physically, will be overrun in the time of tribulation. Why, Pastor? Why would you say that? Well, because they failed to prepare more spiritually than they did physically. They failed to prepare more spiritually than they did physically. Because the most important preparation that we saw at the beginning of this message is your spiritual preparation. If there's not spiritual preparation given the prime priority, and your prime priority is just getting ready physically, getting all the food and all the other things that you want to store up and be ready for, you know, the shortages and the things that are coming on the earth and the chaos and the lawlessness that's already here upon us. More and more we're seeing lawlessness take place. Well, if you didn't prepare spiritually like you should, then you won't be ready to face these things and you might be overcome by them. Okay? That's right, because Satan will use spiritual weapons of mass deception, which bring about mass destruction in the tribulation, and you can't kill these things with a rifle, rocket launcher, a tank, or a grenade, or, you know, any of those things. You'll have to be spiritually empowered and anointed and ignited, or you're going to fall under it and give place to the spell that people are coming under, the reprobate mind that people are coming under, the grand delusions that people are coming under in these last days. That's right. And you will end up giving it place either knowingly or unknowingly. I mean, I know a lot of people are just going to be deceived. Just like the aliens and the UFOs, you know, they're going to speak to the Christians, and some of the Christians are going to buy into that garbage because they don't know their Bible. They don't know the Word. So Jesus, you know, he wants you to know that you need to know His Word, and you need to immerse yourself in God's Word. Know it. Be filled with His Word. And being filled with the Word is actually being filled up with Jesus. So, hey, if you're anointed, you're going to want to be filled up with His Word, really. Because you can't interpret the Word without the Holy Spirit anointing. He brings the understanding. He teaches you. The anointing is the power of the Holy Spirit teaching you, ministering to you, directing you, leading you, guiding you into all truth. Notice the Spirit has come to guide us into all truth. See, and a lot of people are being guided into all lies right now. And the Holy Spirit wants to guide us into all truth right now. So the grand deceptions are taking place in the earth right now. And many of the church people are going to fall into this deception because, you know, the devil is going to set himself up in the temple of God. And what is the New Testament temple of God? How many know? We are the temple of the living God. And so it's very likely that he will deceive much of the earth, even through the church, because he sets himself up in the temple of God, posing as God. So posing with these false things that are appearing to be God when they are not God at all. And that's why the Bible says that if someone says, there is Christ over here, or here is Christ over here, Christ meaning the anointed one or the anointing, don't go running over here and over there all the time to these things, because they will be deceptive anointing. They will be false anointing. Okay, and there's the real anointing too. There are anointed men and women of God. Don't get me wrong on that either. There are places where you could go and truly sense the anointing of God more than other places where you could sense little or no anointing of God. So, but there are also going to be false Christs that are going to say, here is Christ, there is Christ. He said, don't go. When that is being claimed, he said, don't go running over there, because it's not the Christ. It's not him, okay? So how many of you want your lives changed more and more? Well, the key is to live in his presence. Get in his presence, live in his presence, and your life will be changed, because it's in the presence of God that lives are changed, okay? The watered-down gospel never emphasizes the presence of God. In fact, they try to avoid the real powerful presence of God. It generally emphasizes works, do's and don'ts, the law. And these are all dead-end streets, you know. They don't take people where they need to go in Jesus, you know. We all ought to be going to the right place in Jesus, the anointed place, the place of fresh oil from heaven, the place where we are growing in grace every day and maturing in the things of God. Hallelujah. And seeking him more deeply and going deeper as well. When we do, we go deeper. Okay? And see, the presence of God energizes the believer to go on and live the life that he's called to live. Look at David, King David. His sole desire, much of his life, was God's presence. God's presence. He longed to be in the presence of God. He longed to be in the presence of God. Let's go over and read a little here in Psalms 40. Okay, go back to Psalms 40 here, and we'll look at what David said here, verse 1 through 4. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. How many know the Lord will hear our cry even more when we pray in the name of Jesus? And he brought me up also out of a horrible pit. Are you in a horrible pit? Jesus will bring you out. Cry out to God. Cry out to God out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and establish my going, and has put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. I have no respect for Pride Day, Pride Month, okay? It says, respecteth not the proud, okay? So I don't have any respect for the Pride Month and Pride Day and Pride Marches and all that. I have no respect for that. And the Lord doesn't have any respect for that either, okay? Because he calls that abomination. You know, he speaks of the homosexuality in Romans chapter 1 and, of course, a number of times in the Old Testament as well. And he has nothing good to say about it. In fact, he says it's sin. He condemns it. He doesn't, just justify it like some churches are doing today, like Calvary Chapel, California there, that church that let a homosexual in their pulpit speak from the front of the church. Really? Maybe he wasn't in the pulpit, but he was speaking from the front of the church. Okay, I know that part. And I saw the picture of him doing it. Okay, so what are we doing here? He said, I waited patiently for the Lord. See, most of us, if we aren't in his presence in 10 minutes, what do? We want to quit and leave and do something else. Quit waiting on God, go on to something else. You know, I don't have time for this, you know. 10 minutes, well, that's it, Lord. I'm moving on. Obviously, you're not going to show up. Pray in tongues for a long time. Enter into that presence. Read the word. And I know I pray in tongues sometimes for hours, and man, I get in his presence. You know, sometimes I just take 30 minutes, I'm in his presence, okay? But if I just say, and then I wonder why I'm not in his presence, because I prayed not even a minute, something's wrong, okay? You know, I'm not willing to see it through till I get in there with the glory of God. And, of course, you don't have to just pray in tongues to get in his presence. You just cry out to God. You know, like David, he didn't speak in tongues. It was before tongues were poured out. It was before, you know, that happened. And he just cried out to God, cried out to the living God, okay? Hallelujah. So we need to take the attitude of Moses. What was the attitude of Moses? Well, we look at Exodus 33. Go back and see what his attitude was here in 33, verse 15. And it says here, And he said unto him, if thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. In other words, he didn't go anywhere. He didn't want to go anywhere without the presence of God. You know, I don't want to go anywhere without the presence of God, and I don't have to go anywhere without the presence of God, and you don't either. He said, I would never leave you nor forsake you. See? So if your presence isn't going with me, we ain't going. In other words, with his attitude, you know, if we don't have the presence of God by the fire by day, the fire by night and the cloud by day, if that presence isn't with us, if you're not there in the temple and emanating out from the temple there that we have built here in the tent, we're not going anywhere. We're not going to do it, okay? Oh, how we really need to seek his presence today. We need to long for it. We need to cry out for it. We need to pray in the spirit for it. We need to pray in the English for it. We need to wait for it. We need to wait upon the Lord. We need to believe God for it, folks. Okay? Listen, why do you think we would need his presence? Folks, we need his presence to overcome the many attacks of the enemy and the world system of darkness that we live in. To live in this wicked world, we need his presence to be overcomers here. God called us to walk in the anointing, to be end time overcomers, to be that anointed overcomer of the that anointed saint of God. So yes, we need his presence. We need it to overcome the pressures of the world system today. The presence of God, we need it to change our lives, our attitudes, our characters, when nothing else can successfully penetrate those areas. But the presence of God can. The presence of God can. It says we are changed from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of God in us. See, the Spirit of God in us changes us. Changes us. Thank you, Lord. So we need that presence. His presence will remove our a person's ignorance. For we are all ignorant. Without him, we are ignorant. Without the Holy Spirit, without Jesus and the Word of God, we're ignorant. And we do it our way alone. And we're ignorant when we do it our way, because it's not God's way if we're doing it only our way. Right? Oh, come on. Jesus said, I only do what I see my Father doing. So he didn't do it his way. He did it the Father's way. Of course, he was God, so his way would have been the Father's way. But he was teaching us, see, to do it the way of the Father. 2 Thessalonians 2:14. It says here, whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. See, therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which you have been taught, whether by word or by our epistle. Okay? So here we see we're called to obtain the glory of God, the glory of Jesus. This is done by his presence and being in his presence. His presence is his glory. You know, let the presence of the Lord fill the whole earth. Let the glory of the Lord fill our lives. See, we're commanded to be fearless at the end of the age right now that we're living in. And yet so many Christians living in fear every day. But during this time when men's hearts are failing them for fear, we're commanded to fear not. So we're to be fearless in the face of darkness and evil. How in the world can this be done? I'm going to tell you how it can be done. There's one way it can be done. If it gets done, living in his presence. Okay? Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, the glorious liberty of the sons of God. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So it's in his presence, his fullness of joy, at his right hand, are pleasures forevermore. See, in his presence is where we need to be living. Okay? Everyone else, and everyone in our nation, even our nation may be falling apart, but those who make his presence their refuge will be able to be calm, cool, and collected in that time. They'll be a cool cat. They'll be able to make it through when no one else is making it through, because they're too freaked out about everything, and they're too caught up with all the stuff of the world and of darkness. Oh, yes, and they've been deceived by the darkness as well. But you don't have to be, okay? Isaiah 60, Arise, shine, for the light is coming. The glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. See, that's the glory. That's the presence. It's risen upon thee. Let that take place in your life. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee. See, even though the world is in gross darkness, even though the darkness is covering the earth and gross darkness the people, I mean, they're going to be living in gross darkness, the lost people are, in these latter days. But what's going to happen to you, those who have the presence? What's going to happen to you? The Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. They're going to actually see the glory of God. They're going to see his presence on your life. Hallelujah. And I believe that some of you have anointed yourself with oil. People are going to see the presence of the Lord on your life, and you'll have a testimony of what happened. Amen. I believe it. Okay, the glory of the Lord shall be seen upon thee, and the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Isn't that an awesome thing, the presence and the glory? We need it. We got to have it every day. Lord Jesus, thank you for your glory. Thank you for your presence. Right now, the deep darkness is on the people, but it's only getting darker till Jesus comes. But that's not so about the people of God. Oh, hallelujah. It's going to attract the glory of God on us. It's going to attract other people to Jesus. That's what we're here for, to shine brightly till he comes. Oh, are you shining today, saints? Are you shining today? It's up to you whether you're going to shine or not. You have a choice. But you can shine. You have it in you. And some Christians are feeling defeated today. Some Christians are feeling wiped out. Others are worn out by the increasing gloom and doom in the world system of darkness that we live in. And yet, what are we commanded? We're commanded to not let the oppression and depression overwhelm us, not to let the world make our life miserable, and to yield to the spirit of this age. We're not to do that, not to be under the control of Satan, the spirit of this age, spirit of darkness, spirit of death. We're not to yield to that, saints. We're not to yield to the Holy Spirit, see? Thank God for the Holy Spirit. Thank God he is the Holy Spirit. He is God just as much as the Father, Son is God. The Holy Spirit is God, too. Some people don't see him that way, but you should. Because that's who he is. He's one of the Trinity, the Godhead, okay? And so what are you doing? Overwhelmed by the world and your life being made miserable by the world through the blood of Jesus. And I tell you, through the blood of Jesus, we break that covenant with the world in darkness, that covenant with death, that covenant with depression and darkness. We break that covenant through that precious blood. And we come out from among them. The Bible says, come out from among them and be ye separate and touch not the unclean thing. So why would we want to touch that which Satan's anointing is on? He has an unholy anointing, right? We have a holy anointing. And he has an unholy anointing that is anointed by demonic spirits and fallen angels. And some people are walking in that. You've seen them. You may have talked to some that are walking around with that unholy anointing. That unholy darkness is what it is. It's Satan's glory is nothing but darkness because he doesn't have the glory of God anymore. That's been taken away. He'll never have that again. And so he glories in darkness and death and stealing and killing and destroying. That's an unholy anointing. And some people actually have that kind of an anointing on them. And what does God say about that? So you're the temple of God. God lives in you and walks in you. That's what he says. And I be their God and they be my people. And so he says in verse 17 of Romans 6, come out because of this. You come out from among them, the dark anointing and the people who are anointed with darkness. You come out from that. And what do? You be separate and touch not the unclean thing. So don't be touching that unholy anointing. He says, don't be touching that. He said, I will receive you and I'll be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord God Almighty. See, so there is an unholy anointing. We don't want to let that unholy anointing be touched by us. We want to walk in the holy anointing that we have received. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. God is saying to us today, come out, my beloved. And he's also saying, come out to demons, right? Yeah, as we say, come out in Jesus' name. But he's also saying to us to come out, my beloved, and come dwell with me. Come live in me. Come experience my glory, my presence. Let it be your life blood, your life power, and walk in that anointing that I've made available to every believer if they would just receive it and walk in it. Oh, yes, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That same glory that showered from Moses' face when he came down from the mountain, that same glory that filled Solomon's temple, that same glory that radiated from Jesus at the Mount of Transfiguration, that light and glory of God's presence shall arise from and within us even more so because we're under a better covenant than they had back under the old covenant. Hallelujah. And so here we're going to shine with that glory out of us at this end of this age in which we are in right now. That same divine glory is ever increasing in ever increasing degrees of brightness and shining will appear upon us and in us in these times that are right, that we are living in right now before the return of Jesus. No wonder some people in the world will want to kill us, folks. No wonder they will. Listen, you need to let this year be a year of spiritual ground taking in your life. Face up to the reality that you are not fully delivered yet, and there are some areas in your life that still need to be taken or retaken from the demons that still are attached there and inhabit you there. See, Jesus was the only one who could say, Satan has nothing in me. Remember the scriptures, Satan is coming, but he has nothing in me. But you know what? He does still have something in each of us. Because Paul said no good thing. I mean, he had something in Paul. No good thing dwells in me. I do what I don't want to do. See, it's what he said about himself. And so we could all say this about ourselves. Haven't we all done things we didn't want to do? Haven't we all acted in ways we didn't want to act? But the bottom line is all of us can get more deliverance, right? It's the children's bread. That means we partake of it often. We can make that a part of our spiritual regimen. Remember, all need deliverance, right? Everybody does. So all should be getting deliverance. All Christians should be getting deliverance because we all need it. And the hidden ones, you know, those demons continue to operate within Christians' lives. As we see the results of it all the time. And, you know, I've been doing this for many years, and I see that as one continues on the road to deliverance, more is always being uncovered. Why? Because of sin. See? I mean, deliverance is a progressive work. It's not an instantaneous total deliverance in one time, one session. I heard a famous preacher say one time on TV, which I totally disagree with, but he says, I go for days without sinning. See, I don't agree with him. Spiritually, that may be true. In the spirit, we don't sin. Our spirit doesn't sin. But soulishly, it is not true. And fleshly, it is not true. Okay? Why? Because, well, you know, the devils that are still in us. Sin. Demons. They lie at the door. Try to get us to fall. To sin in some manner. It may just be a simple word or two that we say. And that may, or we may treat somebody in a wrong manner, or we may act in a ugly manner, or we may do something that we shouldn't have done, or boast about something, or brag about something. Okay? So we sin as we give place to what is in us, you know, to the suggestions from without, you know. Us also, that the devil sits on our shoulder and gives us a suggestion of something. Sure, our goal is to be demon-free. Wouldn't that be great? But see, you know, we want to have a demon-free zone within our soul and our flesh. But because we still sin, it's a lifetime process. It doesn't happen overnight. And if we never sinned or we never failed again, we could possibly be demon-free. But who is it that doesn't ever sin? If you say, you know, that you have no sin, it says in 1 John chapter 1, the truth is not in you. You lie, and the truth is not in you. But because we still sin, it's a lifetime process of deliverance. And so it goes on and on and on, right? And I believe that we get to a place where we don't have to have constant deliverance and that we will, continue to walk freer and freer and freer until that full day. But a time where we get free of everything and totally walk perfect before Jesus comes, I don't see that, okay? And the Bible doesn't really lead you to believe that at all. So we live in a sin-infested world, a demon-infested world. And the facts are that so many things can open a door for demons. Just a simple visit to the doctor, simple visit to a hospital, a simple visit to a funeral or to the mall or the local Walmart or even to some churches. You might pick up a spirit. I mean, you don't know what's there lurking and looking for a weak place to get into a believer. So you have to be on guard. Okay? And as you learn to protect yourself, though, and you walk in that anointing and you anoint yourself with oil, you cover yourself with the blood of Jesus, you know, that may not be the case. So you can go into these places sometimes and not pick up some unwanted travelers, okay? But do we know yet all there is to know about deliverance? Do you know everything there is to know about spiritual warfare? Well, does a dog meow? No, we don't, see? We don't know everything there is to know about spiritual warfare yet. We're still learning. We're still growing. We're still finding out the truth and the revelation knowledge as the Holy Spirit reveals things to us. But I believe as we ask and we get filled with more of Jesus and allow our cup to run over and be filled up, listen, we're going to have more and more revelation knowledge. We're going to have know more about spiritual warfare and how to prevail against the enemy. That's where we're going, folks, okay? I believe it, see? And I believe it's important in these latter days, see, to humble ourselves as we learn to walk in humility more and more. That means becoming more and more dependent on Jesus every day and less attached and dependent on this world and its system of darkness, okay? And some of it looks like a good thing. I mean, there is good from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, but there's also the evil, and the good is more deceptive than the evil. It's pretty obvious, the evil. But when you see the good, you kind of deceive. A lot of people are deceived. I'm not saying you, but a lot of people are deceived by it, and they think that's God. Because, you know, Satan is able to show himself as an angel of light. Remember, the Bible says that. That he's able to show himself forth as a minister, as an angel of light, and his ministers as ministers of righteousness. So they're eating of the good of that tree, and they're deceiving people with good, see, because it's a tree of knowledge of good and evil, see. And so there's a good part. But, you know, God is preparing us to exhibit his splendor for all to see, a glorious church, end-time overcomers, anointed overcomers of the end time. I mean, you need to quit seeing yourself as unworthy. You know that? We're all, you know, unworthy without Christ. But you know what? We have Christ. And you know what? He made us worthy by the blood of Jesus. So we are worthy because he made us worthy. And he put a great treasure in earthen vessels. What is that treasure in earthen vessels? Well, it's the Holy Spirit testifying and guaranteeing our salvation. We have the guarantee of that salvation, the Holy Spirit living inside of us. Hallelujah. Do you know the power of that? You know the implications of that? The Holy Spirit, God himself living inside of us as a guarantee of our salvation. You know, he didn't make any mistakes when he chose you. He knew what he was doing. You're his chosen to show forth his glory in this time in history, at this time in history. And he's going to keep filling you up. See, if you will let him and you seek him, he wants to fill you up and place his Holy Spirit within you day by day. Because remember, he said, be not drunk with wine, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. That's right. So personal unworthiness, that's no longer a valid excuse, folks. Really, it isn't. You know, you go around saying, well, I'm just so unworthy. You know, that's a false humility spirit. That is not scriptural to go around saying that. Okay, because God made you worthy. Are you calling him a liar now? Oh, I'm just so unworthy. I'm so unworthy. You're a Christian. Wait a minute. He loved you. He chose you. Your destiny was God's decision. He made that decision to call you before the foundation of the world, it says. Oh, my, do you understand who you are and what you are, what God has put in you? Remember the darkness, the chaos, the emptiness, you know, that may still exist in a lot of believers' life is not going to stop God from bringing his purposes to pass in a vessel that is yielding to him. If you're yielding to him, even though you may have areas that are dark and areas that are chaotic and areas that are empty, you are crying out to God and God is going to answer you. That's right. And God will bring his purposes to pass in your life in spite of ourselves, in spite of the faults, in spite of the failures, in spite of the garbage that still remains that we need to be delivered from and we need to be changed from. We all have a measure of darkness still in us because even Paul said that, remember? He said it very clearly. In my flesh dwelleth no good thing, he said. And I do the things that I hate. So there's obviously something going on in his life that was sabotaging his life and causing him to have a problem. So that's not going to stop God, folks. God ministers up out of our spirit, and no demon is in your spirit. See? No demon is in your spirit. It's not dark in your spirit. Okay? And your change from darkness to light is not impossible for God, nor is it too difficult or too late. Remember, the Lord said there is nothing too hard for the Lord. You know, there's nothing too hard in your life for him to do. I know maybe you think, well, that demon's just so big and I haven't got it out yet, so it must be that God's never going to get it out. That is a lie of the devil. That's the way the devil talks. And you're parroting the things of the devil when you start getting in agreement with the devil and saying the things that he talks to your life. You must recognize the voice of the enemy when it talks and reject it and renounce it and refuse it and have nothing to do with it. Okay? So go ahead. Step into the greater glory. It's for you, man. It's for you, sister. He has done it for you. And he has given it all. It's the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. He loved you, therefore you are. If he didn't love us and we were separated from the love, we would be walking in darkness. But he loved us and we received him and we ain't in darkness no more, saints. We're living in the light and our spirit is all lit up and we're taking back those places of where demons might be in our flesh and our soul, which is the mind, will, and emotion. We're taking those places back from the enemy and possessing them. In fact, we're taking them from the enemy, not back, because some of those areas we've never had. The enemy's always had it from the day you come out of your mother's womb. So, yeah, we need to be excited to live right now. Jesus is coming back, and we may see it in our lifetime. That's something to be truly, truly excited about. Something truly, truly to be praising God about. He's going to triumph over the darkness. That's right. Now let Jesus show up against your enemies, right? Let God arise in you and your enemies will be scattered. So the more you let God arise, the more your enemies will be scattered. So let God rise up and the enemy will exit and be scattered. That's right. Let God arise tonight. Let God arise tomorrow. Let God arise the next day. Let God arise every day of your life and your life. Let God arise and your enemies will continue to be scattered. And isn't that what we want? We want more of Jesus to rise up in us and less of the devil to rise up. No, we've all manifested demons and the devil rose up. You got angry or you manifested the flesh somehow. You got lustful, you got told a lie, or something manifested the devil. But we want to manifest Jesus more and more and the devil less and less. We want to manifest the Lord, you know. We want to manifest the glory of God, the presence of God, the anointing of God. Hallelujah. See, that's what we're here for. That's what we're here for. Praise the Lord. He is good and his mercy endures forever. Okay? So come unto him, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and he will give you his rest. And you got to enter into that rest when he gives it, when he makes it available to you. Enter into that rest and live in the rest of God instead of the chaos of humanity that the devil has created through sin or released through sin. Don't be living in that devil's kingdom. Don't go over there even for a visit, folks. There's nothing there that you need. There's nothing there that I need. There's nothing there I will be interested in. He doesn't have anything to entice us. What does he have? Okay? Not nothing. He's living in darkness and death. He has nothing to offer. So why are so many Christians enticed? Well, that's because of their lust, because of the lust of the flesh, of whatever manner that lust is in manifestation. There is an enticement taking place, okay? But don't let that enticement get to you. Recognize the little foxes when they're coming in to try to spoil you, to spoil the vine, to spoil you and your life. Recognize what's going on and reject it. Remember, reject it, and let the glory of God rise again. Let the glory of the Lord rise among us. Remember that song? Let the glory of the Lord rise among us. Let it rise. Let it rise. Let the glory of the Lord rise among us. Let it rise. That should be our prayer. Let the glory of the Lord rise among us. Let it rise. Let the very presence of God come forth in our lives. Let it rise. Oh, hallelujah. The times we live in are amazing times. And God's called you to live now, so be the vessel that he can use and let him show up in your life in mighty ways. Father, we thank you for the word tonight, Father. We give you the glory for it and ask you to just minister in the time of deliverance that we're going to have in a few moments. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, for ministering your presence to people. I thank you, Lord, for just ministering more and more of your glory in our lives, Father, that we will become more and more aware of it and will not be blind to it. But, Lord, that we'll see in the Spirit, our eyes will be open, and we will see. And we will see the glory in our lives, and we'll see it in the lives of our brothers and sisters who also want the glory of God in their lives. And there'll be a witness between us. The Holy Spirit will witness the glory and as he manifests it more and more in our lives day by day, Lord, as we cry out to you and seek you with all of our spirit, soul, and body, Father. We worship you now. Praise you. Thank you, Lord, for Lord, your greatness. Thank you for your presence here. Thank you for being great in our lives. Thank you for the anointing time of anointing oil where people are ready to go and use their oil. Thank you, Jesus. And we just thank you for using them in that area as well for your glory, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name, Lord. We honor you, Lord. We glorify you. And we cry out for the living God to show up more and more in our lives today. Show up, Jesus. Show up, Jesus, more and more. Because we belong to you. We believe in you. We trust in you. In you, we put our trust. And we will always be giving you praise. We will always be giving you glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your greatness. Thank you for touching our lives right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we praise you. Amen. All right, we will come back in a few minutes and we'll do some deliverance.
Look up, look up, impossible realities, the seemingly obscure way is the best. Don't settle for the way it's been, get ready for what's coming in. Do all you can, make sure you'll pass the test. Look up, look up, look up once before you, and don't stop. Go on, move on. Determined not to give in and be strong. Do your redemption's drawing nigh, so be my servant, do or die. Look neither to your right nor to the left, straight at me, your only hope. I'll help you overcome and cope. Hold on, my love, be faithful unto death. Look up, look up, look up what's before you, and don't stop. Go on, move on, determined not to give in and be strong. Look up, look up, look up at what's before you, and don't stop. Go on, move on, determined not to give in and be strong. Look up, 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 my love, look up.
Looking up, keep looking up. Hallelujah. We look upon you, Lord. All right, let's do a little bit of deliverance here tonight while we have some time here. In Jesus' name, we come against hindrances to boldness. The hindrance to boldness. Right now, we come against that spirit that hinders holy boldness. In Jesus' name, right now, we come against those spirits that hinder holy boldness in Christ. Right now, I bind you, demon. Come out, those hindering spirits right now. Hindrances, come out right now. All those hindrances to being bold. Hindrance to being bold as a lion. Hindrances to the boldness, the holy boldness. That God will give you holy boldness, we pray in Jesus' name. Now come out of there. Go. All those hindrances to boldness and holy boldness, come out. Come out of there. All the way out in the name of Jesus right now. All those hindrances to boldness, you got to go. Move up out of there in Jesus' name. Move, move, move. Come out, come out, come out. Hindrances to boldness, come out. In the name of Jesus, loose the people, let them go, and come all the way out of there. Go, hindrances to boldness. Come out, 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 out of there. All the way out. Come out, come out, come out, come out. Hindrances to the presence of God. Hindrances to hunger and being hungry for God. You come out in Jesus' name. Hindrances to hunger for God. Hindrances. They try to stifle the hunger. They try to quench the fire of God. They quench the Holy Spirit. These demons do. Come out all the way out. Those demons that hinder the presence of God, the power of God in your life. Come out. Come out, 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 come out. Hindrances to the power of God. Hindrances to the presence of God. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. We command you to go in the name of Jesus. Come out. We attack you with the blood of Jesus, the name of Jesus, and the word of God. It says, in my name you shall cast out devils. So we cast you out in Jesus' name. We cast you out in Jesus' name right now. Go in Jesus' name. Loose them and let them go. All hindering spirits, hindering the reading the word, hindering the love of God's word and reading the word, hindrances to the love of God's word and to being able to read and meditate on the word. Come out there. Come out all the way out. Hindrances to the word and studying the word and being in the word. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out all the way out, in Jesus' name, all the way out, all the way up out of there. The blood against you, demons, right now, the blood of Jesus. You come out, hindrances to studying the word. Come out, hindrances to prayer, to try to make you fall asleep or get distracted. Come out, hindrances to prayer. Come out, in Jesus' name, go. All the way out, all the way up out of there. Go, in Jesus' name. All the way up and out of there. In Jesus' name, loose them and loose them and loose them and let them go. All the way out. All the way out. Hindrances to fasting. In Jesus' name, hindrances to fasting. You come out right now. Won't let people fast. Come out. My wife is on a 10-day juice fast right now. So I tell you, bless her in that. But anyway, hindrances to fasting. You got to come out of there. All the way out, all the way out. Go. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out all the way out. Come out in Jesus' name. Loose the people, hindrances to fasting. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All the way out. All the way out. Go in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out. Come out now. All the way out. All those spirits have to go. All those spirits that tell you you're not worthy of the Lord's blessings, you come out. Those spirits that tell you you're unworthy, you come out right now. Come out, those unworthy spirits. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Go right now. Unworthiness. Come out. We bind you. We break the curse of unworthiness. Break any family curses of unworthiness throughout the family line that has kept the whole family feeling unworthy. Come out. Come out of there in the name of Jesus right now. Come out all the way out. Go, all that unworthiness. Go in Jesus' name. Loose the people. Let them go. Come out. 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 Come out of there all the way out. Up and out. All that unworthiness. Go all the way out. All the way out. In Jesus' name. Loose them and let them go. All that unworthiness. In Jesus' name. Come out of there. Come out of there. Come out of there. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Feeling sorry for yourself. That self-pity. You come out. Feeling sorry for self. Feeling sorry. Why did this happen to me? Why did I have to go through this? Nobody understands what I'm going through. Poor me. Oh, my. Come out of there. All the way out. Right now. Go. All that self-pity. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out, self-pity. Come out, all the way out. All the way out. Jesus' name, the Lord rebuke you. I rebuke you. Come out, self-pity. All the way out. Keep coming out of there. Keep coming up and out of there. Come out, self-pity. Come on, all that poor me. Poor me, feeling sorry for herself. Everybody owes me that victim spirit, victim mentality spirit. Come out. Oh, they all owe me because nobody knows what I've been through. Oh, it's just been so hard. Life has been hard. People have been so hard to me. Come out. All the way out. Go. 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 All that victim spirit. Come out. Victimization of self. Come on. All the way out. Go. 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 Come out. 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 That procrastination, too. Come out. Putting things off. Not ever doing them. Some people procrastinate so much that they never do the things that they're procrastinating doing. That's right, and they end up dying and going to be with the Lord and still have never done what they procrastinated doing. So we just come against that spirit of procrastination right now in Jesus' name. You come out of there. You come up out of there. Procrastination, you got to go all the way out. All the way out in Jesus' name. Procrastinating spirit. Loose the people and let them go. Right now, spirit of procrastination, come up and out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, 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 come out. all the way out, all the way out. Now, some people, they have a spirit that will sabotage their life. In other words, God will give them a blessing in their life, and then they will reject that blessing for a curse. In other words, for instance, God will bring somebody a good husband or wife, or the godly one that's supposed to be God's choice for their life, and they reject that one. They're too good for me. And then they take some, person that is not, committed to the Lord and not, spiritually alive and they're God's choice for them, and take that one instead. Why would they self-sabotage themselves and take somebody like that when they, God has provided the perfect mate for them? As far as this world goes, there's none, perfect or perfectly good in this world except God. But the point is, he brings you the right mate, and you reject that one and take some, second-rate type person for you, that is. They may not be a second-rate person, but they're just not the person that God had in mind for you, and you take them because they're going to hinder you spiritually. They're some fantasy, or you just feel like you're not good enough to take this person or whatever. So we command that spirit of self-sabotage to come out, all the way out. Go right now, self-sabotaging spirits. Self-sabotaging, and this spirit, of course, is rooted in rejection. And rejection will reject God's best many times and take us, take something that will be more of a curse to a person than a blessing. So you come out of there. That self-sabotage rooted in rejection, come out, 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 in Jesus' name, come out, come out, come out, loose them and let them go, come out, in Jesus' name, come on. All that self-sabotage, all the times you sabotage your own life, you missed out on that which was God's best because of some reason. Come out of there, all the way out. But it was the devil. It was the devil's work, not God's work, that you missed it. Come out, 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 come out. Stubborn self-will, you come out. That stubborn self-will. Come out, 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 come out. All that stubborn self-will, we break the curse of that stubborn self-will. Come out, come out, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. We break those word curses over you that says that you're a stubborn, self-willed individual. We break those word curses and cancel the assignment of those spirits of stubborn self-will and command them to go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, go. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out of there in the name of Jesus. Loose them and let them go all the way out, all the way out, all the way out. In Jesus' name, go, 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 go. The blood of Jesus. Swearing tongue, you come out. The swearing tongue. Come on, cussing, profane tongue, using profanity. Come out. Come out of there, all the way out. I rebuke those profane spirits, those profanity spirits, those cursing spirits, those swearing spirits. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name, all the way out. All that cursing, all that cussing, come out. Those cussing spirits, in Jesus' name, go, 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 all the way out. Come all the way out now. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 come out. Keep coming out. Those swear words, come out. Swear words, dirty thought life, nasty thoughts, come out of the thought life, come out. Nasty thoughts, come out. Those dirty thoughts, thinking dirty thoughts, having unclean thoughts, come out of this, all the way out. All the way out. Dirty, unclean, nasty thoughts. Come out, 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 come out of there. All the way out. All those dirty, nasty thoughts, unclean thoughts, go in the name of Jesus right now. Loose them and let them go. All the way out. All those dirty and nasty, unclean thoughts, come out. Those spirits of nastiness, come out. Spirits of nastiness. And, I've met some people that have those spirits, and they cannot help but talk some nasty talk because that spirit is just so strong in them, and they let it manifest because they can't really stop it because they've yielded to it for so long, and they just end up talking nasty, and they think it's okay. It's not okay because you're yielding to a demon, and you don't need to yield to a demon. You need to yield to the Holy Spirit. Amen. And would the Holy Spirit talk that way? I don't think so. You know, you could ask yourself, would Jesus do that? I mean, really, about everything, would Jesus do that? If you cannot say that Jesus would do that in a good conscience and out of your spirit, then you know that it's something that you shouldn't do either, right? You shouldn't be involved in either. Jesus wouldn't do it. Huh? Now, that's certainly a way to find out if you should be doing it. Now, spirits of fantasy in the mind. Fantasy will also cause people to take the wrong choice for a mate. They have this fantasy of how life ought to be and how people ought to be and how their, you know, their fantasy lived out already in their minds of how they want their mate to be or how they want to be treated by their mate. And so they pick the wrong one out of a fantasy, which is really a fantasy, is a lust. Not that you're doing something sexual necessarily, but it is a lust because it's something that your mind lusted for. It's a way of something being that you lusted for, that you desired, that you chose above, you know, all this other. And even if it sabotages God's plan and God's will for your life, you still chose it. So we rebuke fantasy right now. Command that fantasy to come out of the mind. All that fantasy about a mate, fantasy about a person and the way you ought to be treated by this person, all that fantasy, come out. Come out, 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 come out. Fantasy lust, come out too. All that fantasy, come out of there. In the name of Jesus, all those fantasies, you got to go. In the name of Jesus, the Lord rebuke you. I rebuke you. Come out in Jesus' name. Come on. All the way out. All the way out. Jesus' name. Come on. All the way out. All the way out. Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Go in Jesus' name. Come out of there. Come out of there. Go. All that spirit of aggravation, being aggravated all the time. You know, just little things aggravate you. We come against that aggravation, that aggravated spirit. You come out of there in the name of Jesus right now. Aggravated spirit, you loose them and let them go. Come out in the name of Jesus. All that aggravation, come out. Come out. Come out. Come out, come out. Aggravated by children. Children aggravate you. Come out. Aggravated by animals. Come out. Dogs and animals. Come out. All that aggravation, go in the name of Jesus. All that aggravation, come out. Come out. Come out. Aggravated by certain types of people. Yeah, well, you just, you know, there are demons in people, right? I mean, hello. And the demons can aggravate us. They can make us righteously angry sometimes, but it's not the person, even though the person may be in agreement with the demon because they don't know any better. They don't even know it is a demon. Yeah, we have to understand some things, you know, but a lot of people have demons that they don't know that they have, and yet they're in agreement with that, being what they think is part of their personality, when it really is a demon, of course. But still, they don't know that. You know, no one's ever taught them it's a demon, that they're actually demon personality, even though they might use that in their language. Lost people use it in their language. Well, their demons just got the best of them. Well, it's just their demons. You know, but they use that as a figure of speech, but do they really know what they're saying? Much more true than what they realize, obviously. All right, come out of there. All the way out. Jesus' name, keep coming out. Keep coming out, all the way out. Come out, 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 come out. Spirit of murder, you come out too. Wishing bad on somebody, you know, wishing that you could do away with them or hurt them real bad. All that spirit of murder, come out. All that spirit of murder. Oh, I could just kill you, you know, something like that. If you've ever had that thought, you know. That could be a spirit of murder in there. You got to get rid of it. Come out of there, all the way out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out, that spirit of murder. We're talking to you, demon. Come out in Jesus' name. Come all the way out, 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 out of there, all the way out. Come out, come out, come out. Come out, 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 come out. Come out, come out, all the way out. All the way out. Go in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Go all the way out. Come out. Yes, come out of there, demons. You have to go all the way out. All the way out in Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus, you got to go. All that thing over your mind right now, the spirit of weight on your mind, that's weighing on your mind. There's a demon that calls you, just feel like there's some kind of heavy weight on you. You come out of there right now. That heaviness over the mind, come out of the mind right now. Come out of the mind. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, come out, come out. That heaviness, all that heaviness over the mind, that heavy weight, come out. Just feel like you're just weighed down. Life had weighed you down. Well, no, that life did it. The devil did. Okay? Got to recognize where these things come from. All the way out. Go, 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 go. All the way out. Keep coming out. Up and out. All that heavy weight over the mind. Come on. Heavy mind weight. Come out. Heaviness, heaviness, heaviness. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. In Jesus' name, I bind you. Come out. All that heavy spirit. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. In the name of Jesus, be weakened by the blood of Jesus. I apply the blood against you. Angels, go in and sword these demons. Sword them right now. All the way out of there. Go, go, go. All that heaviness, come out. All that heaviness over the mind, come out in Jesus' name. We break that. We break that in Jesus' name. That mental turmoil, you come out. Mental turmoil in the mind, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Mental turmoil, come out. All the way out in the name of Jesus. Loosen and let them go. All that mental turmoil, you got to go. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Mental turmoil. All that mental turmoil, you got to go. Turmoil. Come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, 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 come out. All the way out. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Come out. Spirit of blindness. Spiritual blindness. Come out in Jesus' name. Blind spot, spirit, blindness. Come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out of there. All the way out. Go up out of there. The blind spot, spirits, come out. Spiritual blindness, come out. Spiritual blindness, come out in Jesus' name. Come out all the way out. All the way out. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Go, 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 go. All that spirit of strain, the spirit has strained you mentally. Come on, you're feeling strained mentally. All the way out, that straining spirit that strains your mind. Come out of there in the name of Jesus. Strained mentally, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, all the way out. That strain, mental strain, come out. Mental strain, all the way out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. See, the devil wants to strain your mind. He wants to cause mental strain in the mind. Come out of there. We rebuke that, though, in Jesus' name. Come out, strain, strained mind. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, strain to the breaking point almost. If he'll try to do that. He'll try to do that. But in Jesus' name, he's a liar. And we cast you out, devil. In Jesus' name, go. All that strained mind, come out, come out, come out, come out. All the way out, all the way out. Go in Jesus' name. Go, come out. Mental instability, you come out. Mental instability. Try to make the mind unstable and not work right and think strange thoughts sometimes. Come out. Mental instability. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out of there. All the way out. Go in Jesus' name. Mental instability. Come out. 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 Come out of there. Up and out of there. Go in the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. Go. 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 Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Father, we come to you thanking you for this time of deliverance tonight and this time of anointing with the anointing oil tonight as well. Thank you, Lord, for blessing people's lives with deliverance and sealing deliverance to them. And thank you, Lord, for anointing them to go out and anoint people, places, and things and stuff. And in Jesus' name, that they'll see the moving of your spirit as they do that, Father. We thank you for that. And we appreciate how you're working in our lives in these mighty, mighty ways that you do, Father. We appreciate it so much. And we're just looking forward to signs and wonders and miracles. And we expect them. We live in expectation of the next thing that the Lord will do. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, well, in Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. All right, well, good to be again with you tonight, this 59th day of June. And the Lord bless you and be with you this weekend and the week ahead. And may he use you greatly for his glory. Amen. In Jesus' name, and the OasisCommunityChurch.com, or if you'd like to write to us, P.O. Box 50162, that's P.O. Box 50162, Billings, Montana, 59105, that's Billings, Montana, 59105. Amen. All right, so we are now running short on time here, so let me go ahead and start some music. Appreciate y'all in the chat room. Thank you that you died and you rose from the dead for us. He did it all for us. I mean, remember who he did it for. That's you and me, but it's you. You got to remember who he did it for. And then, you know, you don't feel so unimportant to God. You won't feel so bad because you realize he did this for me, and if I was the only one who sinned, he would have done it for me. Wow. That's grace, the goodness of God through grace. For God to love the world, he gave grace, his only son, so that none may perish, but all may have eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. Isn't that wonderful? That is wonderful that we have it right now. It's not something we will have. It's something we do have. And the Holy Spirit is our guarantee of that, like I mentioned earlier in the broadcast. That he's testifying inside of you that you are saved. If you'll listen, you'll have that guarantee testifying. And you know that you know that you know that you're born again and saved. I know that I know that I know. You know, I tell you, I wouldn't want to live in a type of salvation where you never knew. What kind of salvation would that be? But no, we have the guarantee living in us, and we know that we know that we know that we know, and it's just security. I mean, I have the security of a believer knowing that I know that I know that I'm saved, and you have that too if you walk in that. Because the Holy Spirit testified that we are the sons of God, and we've been brought into the family of God. And you know what? He doesn't kick out his family. He loves his family. All right? And he'll take care of his family as we come to him and cry out for mercy, help in time of need. All right. Well, Lord, bless you. Bless you. If those of you who are working a job, Lord, bless you at your job. Yeah. That you have favor there. Lord, give them favor in Jesus' name with the people they work for, and that they have favor with the people they work with. And thank you for that, Lord, in Jesus' name. All right, well, I'm going to say good night now. Love you all. Appreciate you tuning in. Love you people that are there listening by telephone. Appreciate all of you. And those who are listening on the internet, appreciate you too. Appreciate all of you, those listening by that are in the chat room. Bless you guys. And we appreciate y'all. In Jesus' name, go and anoint something with oil or someone and see what the Lord will do this next week and tomorrow and Sunday and see what God would do. Praise the Lord. All right. Good night, folks.